I just wanted to, before we start on the gospel, the passage that Grant read from Romans stops at verse 25. I like verse 26, and I want to read it to you because I think it comes into play quite often when we're thinking about the weeds and the wheat and what are we going to do, and we don't know what to do. And verse 26 says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with signs too deep for words." Today is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. I'd like you to please stand for the reading of our gospel lesson. Our gospel today is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, beginning at verse 24. He put before them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good wheat in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' The slaves said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he replied, 'No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at the harvest time, I will tell the reaper, collect the weeds first and bind them into bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' Then after he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seeds are the children of the kingdom. And the weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." Here ends the gospel reading. The gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Most of us are familiar, as Sally pointed out this morning, with the problem of weeds growing where they are not wanted. I would like us to take a moment to consider the dandelion. Weed or not a weed? How many of you as children would pick dandelions and give to your mom or dad because they were such beautiful yellow flowers? Seeing a few yeses. So to a child, a dandelion is not a weed. It is a flower, a beautiful yellow flower that they want to share. I also learned recently that there were people and are people in the world who view dandelions as vegetables. They call them greens. They pick off the leaves, boil them and eat them, and let the rest continue to grow for the next harvest. I personally have never eaten dandelion greens, but I have been known to pick the petals, the beautiful yellow flowers, for other uses. Upon further research into the dandelion, I found an article written by Charlie Pulsifer, a health and fitness enthusiast, entitled 11 Health Benefits of Dandelion and Dandelion Root. According to Pulsifer, dandelion is a very rich source of beta-carotene, which we convert into vitamin A. This flowering plant is also rich in vitamin C, fiber, potassium, iron, calcium, magnesium, zinc, phosphorus. It is a good place to get B complex vitamins, trace minerals, organic sodium, and even vitamin D. Dandelion contains protein too, more than spinach. It has been eaten for thousands of years and used to treat anemia, scurvy, skin problems, blood disorders, and depression. Another article written by Mia Irwin gives 8 reasons to drink dandelion root tea. A few of the 8 reasons are: it helps to purify the bladder and kidneys. It helps to ease bloating and aching joints. And it improves digestion and aids in weight loss. I have some dandelions at my place if you want to come by and pick some after service. It would seem that one person's weed can be another person's plant. Wheat, if you will. Without question, there are weeds in the world, plants that most of us would consider weeds. There are even plants that have the word weed in their name. Does that make them a weed? Take, for instance, the milkweed. Did you know there are over 140 known species of this plant? You can actually purchase milkweed seeds and milkweed plants. Weed or not a weed? Growing up on a farm in North Dakota, we typically had large gardens. I spent many hours during the summer months pulling weeds from the garden, and I'm still fighting those nasty little weeds today. Even after careful training by my mother on the recognition of what is a weed and what is not, there were times, and still are, when I am not sure, weed or not a weed. Even after Mom's careful training on what was a weed and what was not a weed, there were, and still are, times when I will accidentally pick what wasn't a weed. Times when I would accidentally pick a plant that I had planted and was trying to grow. Sometimes picking the wrong plant happened because I thought it was a weed. Sometimes it happened in my haste to finish weeding. But other times it happened because the weed's roots were so intertwined with the roots of the good plant that in picking the weed, I uprooted what I didn't want to uproot. When I was back to North Dakota a few weeks ago for a family reunion, I went out spraying with my brother. He was spraying weeds in his wheat fields. Even though the ground was a little wet, he needed to get it done. One of the observations I made as we were driving around the field, besides the mud the tires were picking up and throwing at us, was that the healthy wheat was oftentimes being uprooted as we made some of our corners in the field. In the process of trying to kill the weeds, we were actually uprooting some of the wheat. This brings us to today's parable, the parable of the wheat and the weeds. The kingdom of heaven, says Jesus, can be compared to someone who sowed good seeds in the field. As he slept, somebody else came along and sowed weeds among the wheat. They both grew together, weeds and wheat, in the same field. The farmer planted good seed, wheat, and everything was going fine. Then the enemy came in. No one was expecting it, planted bad seed, weeds. These weeds did not just happen. They were planted, we are told. Their numbers were far more than what would normally have been expected in a field. The weeds that Jesus was referring to in this parable would have been ones familiar to the people of his time. The bearded darnel. It was a poisonous plant that looks very much like wheat in the early stages of growth. So much like wheat that it is often called the false wheat. It wasn't until the heads of the wheat appeared that the good wheat could be distinguished from the false wheat. Jesus' hearers would have understood how no one would have noticed the weeds until the plants came up and began to bear grain. When the servants asked the farmer if he wanted the weeds pulled up, the farmer told them not to do that because there would be the risk of pulling up good plants with the bad. Wait till the harvest, he said. The overarching concern for the farmer is the health of the wheat, not the destruction of the weeds. The overarching concern of Jesus is for the health of the wheat, his children, not the destruction of the weeds. Leave the weeds to me, Jesus said. You just worry about growing up as wheat. The question can be asked, which am I, the weed or the wheat? Jesus did not tell this parable so that I might go around judging others, deciding who is a weed and who is wheat. Jesus says loud and clear that is his responsibility. Instead, the parable is for me to take a close look at my life. Is both good and bad in me, both wheat and weeds? Do I look like the wheat when it is convenient for me and then be like weeds the rest of the time? Am I being productive with my life? Am I bearing fruit? Jesus says that the wheat bears good fruit, but the weeds bear no fruit. It seems to me that the challenge for all of us is to do our best to be wheat and stay away from those attitudes and actions that cause us to be weeds. Our job is to grow up healthy and strong and leave the judging to Jesus. Often we don't catch our weeds until their true nature starts to show. We go about our daily lives doing this sin and that sin, following what we think is right in the eyes of society, and not really caring what is right in the eyes of God. We let the weeds grow, and we don't even know that they are growing. We don't know they are growing until finally we are struck, surprised, by what is really growing in our gardens. The word of God has been planted in me, but what have I let grow beside it? The word of God has been planted in each one of you, but what have you let grow beside it? We are seeds who have been planted by God and tended by Jesus. It is our job to stay away from those attitudes, those actions that cause us to be weeds. It is our job to grow up healthy and strong. We are to put our energy into being good wheat. We need to ask ourselves daily, am I being weed-like or wheat like? Are my thoughts, words, and actions weed like or wheat like? What have I done today to build up God's kingdom here on earth? Our job is to grow up healthy and strong and leave the judging and the weeding to Jesus. The problem with my trying to pull weeds is often I grab some wheat instead. I end up hurting others with my actions and in the process hurt myself. We need to trust Jesus and his ability to help us know the difference between wheat and weeds. We need to trust Jesus to keep us safe from the weeds. Yes, weeds will be part of the world, but when some of them see the life of the wheat, they too might become one of the good plants, the wheat. Now, botanically speaking, a seed is a seed. Seeds do not change, but people do. Though a trained gardener may be able to judge between wheat and weeds early on, it's hard to say how a person is going to turn out from what they look like in their early stages of growth. Throughout the Bible, God's people sometimes looked like weeds until they grew to maturity and somehow blossomed into beautiful flowers. Remember Moses? He stuttered and couldn't speak well. He was unsure of his ability to get a clear point across. But with God's help, he flourished. In fact, Moses became the most well-known spokesperson of God in the history of the world. Consider Saul. Persecuted Christians. He rounded people up who believed in Jesus. Christians feared coming into contact with him. But one day he saw a blinding light on a road, and soon he was the most fervent missionary God had ever sent. When God gets a hold of a worthless weed, it can often be transformed into a beautiful blossom. Growth and maturity, most effective forms of weed control. This happens as we hear the Word of God, as we receive Holy Communion, as we study the Word of God, pray regularly, and associate with other Christians, as we keep our focus on things of God, spend time with God in prayer, trust in Him. He has a plan for your life, and he has a plan for my life. We may not always know what he is doing, but be assured, he is in charge. He knows what he's doing. He will bring in the harvest, and none shall be lost. Jesus' concern is not to separate the wheat from the weeds, but rather that none of the wheat be lost. That none of the good harvest be lost. In Ephesians 3, verse 20, Paul says, "By the power of the Spirit at work within us, he is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think." He knows what is seed, and he knows what is weed. He knows what is wheat. He doesn't demand perfection of us. He only demands our trust and our faithfulness. God, the patient farmer, says, "Leave it to me. Give time for my grace to shine on a person. And on the right day, I'll sort it all out. I want the grace and love of Jesus to grow in everyone. I want to treat the evil with respect and repair the damage over time with amazing grace. I want to be gentle with you. I want to win people through my love. I don't want anybody to be uprooted prematurely. Jesus wants us to grow to maturity. He continues to forgive us. Even when we are not faithful, he will be faithful. Even when we act more like weeds than wheat, he will be faithful. Weed or not a weed? When the wheat is very young and the weeds are very young, they are difficult to tell apart. This is true for us as well. As we mature, we look more like the wheat and less like the weeds, and are less likely to act than like weeds. Wheat, when it begins to mature, bows its head with the weight of the harvest. Likewise, believers, when they begin to mature, as they become more mature, they bow their heads. The more they recognize God's majesty, the more they recognize their own weaknesses. Jesus allows the weeds to exist among the wheat because of love. Jesus does not want any of the wheat to be uprooted prematurely. He wants all of it to have a chance to grow strong and healthy. He saw our great need to be saved. He knew that only he could accomplish our salvation. And he did this by dying on the cross for our sins, for the times we act more like weeds than wheat. And Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." God is like the patient farmer who will finally separate the good and the evil he sees in people when the time is right. Until then, he pulls none of the weeds, lest one of the wheat be uprooted. Jesus is the reason that you and I are not weeds in God's eyes. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help me to be not a weed, but wheat, that I may blossom and bear a rich harvest for you. Amen. Our worship continues with our hymn, "Precious Lord, Take My Hand," and the number 731.